The USDA program helping landowners protect America's agriculture and the fast-approaching deadline to apply for help. Landowners, especially ag producers, will recall all the conservation easement programs USDA offered in the past, one for working lands, one for wetlands, and one for grasslands. The 2014 Farm Bill announced combining all of the easement programs into one main entity, which in turn...
Since that announcement, we've seen 144,000 acres enrolled in a variety of conservation easements. These are easements that are protecting major environmental locations.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the fiscal year 2015 round of funding for ASAP. Jason Weller, chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, which oversees ASAP, says this program is an important part of the overall conservation toolbox and complements other NRCS financial and technical programs.
What's great about these easements is that you can also have long-term and permanent protection of vulnerable habitats such as wetlands, whether you're in the Everglades, whether you're in Central Valley of California, whether you're in the Mississippi floodplain along the Mississippi River. But then also it's really critical that these are also working land conservation easements, that you can protect open space, you can protect the integrity of agricultural landscapes, prevent it from subdivision and development. You keep those working lands intact, but they're also then you can keep working grasslands intact as well.
The deadline to submit ASAP applications is May 15th. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.